The truth is unpalatable, but the facts are stubborn.
Say that again, Dave.
Marriage hung around and then took it to my son's father-in-law's cousin, who's got a...
Who did you take it to?
My son's father-in-law's cousin.
Father-in-law, cousin.
Yeah, he runs he's got a workshop. His name is Aubrey.
What's his name?
Aubrey. A-U-B-R-E-Y. Aubrey.
Aubrey.
So I went there. He looked at it.
Where were you driving your car when it packed up?
Home, from work.
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Oh, God. Then he checked it up. And the battery was brand new. And he said, listen, the alternator is gone.
Oh.
And the alternator, we called up Berkeley. And that fellow said $2,800.
No, that can't be right. Where did the alternator go to?
In the car.
Where did it go?
It conked out. Battery was absorbing more power and it was not pulling.
Oh.
So then what happened, he spoke to somebody else and got one for $900. Uh-huh. And he said, listen, this car is going to pack up anytime because already, when I did it, the service said, listen, he said he gave a quote for $9,000. But the lower arms are gone, this is gone, that is gone wrong. I said, I just took everything.
Which signals were you at when it packed up?
Just about 1.5 kilometers from my house. Because, the battery light was always on when I was driving. But somehow I managed.
Oh, you ignored it. The little battery light was on and you said,
morning light and the battery was on. I thought.
You turned a blind eye to the battery light.
I thought that the battery, that there was something wrong with the battery, whether it was a defective battery they gave. I didn't know this. When he checked up, he said, this is a problem.
The dashboard light.
Yes.
So people ignore the dashboard light, Dave.
Maybe people ignore. Like me, I'm an idiot.
I know you're an idiot, and you ignored it, but should people in general, what's your advice? Should they ignore the dashboard light?
No. A stitch in time saves nine.
Say that again, Dave.
They say a stitch in time saves nine, in the sense that you do look into it immediately, you reduce the cost of repairs. So now I went and saw this Chery. So I'm looking at the comparison, the Chery.
The Chery?
Chery. The car was just, Chery, that's what I'm seeing.
You're so excited.
I went and met a guy.
You got your new car.
Yeah, he's giving me 7 years warranty, 7 years cap servicing, and 7 years road assist.
What color car are you going to get?
Black.
Black? You look like a gangster, Dave.
I wish I was. I want to go to Palermo, Sicily. I want to meet the mafia. That's one of my...
It's one of your dreams to be part of the mafia.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You'd be good in the mafia.
Yeah. I was always in the mafia.
Before you buy it, you got to practice saying, please open the sunroof. Can you practice that?
Please open the fucking sunroof.
What's with the F-bomb? What kind of dashboard lights has the Chery got, Dave?
Oh, that's superb. It's like the Mercedes.
The Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Tell them to keep listening.
Why? We finished.
Tomorrow's episode, you numbskull.
Oh, yeah. Listen tomorrow and share and subscribe. Sorting Life
can be heard on Apple and Spotify.
Really?
Yep.
Brilliant.